It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are joined on the telephone by Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, who's going to get us up to speed on some of the budget challenges in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Then later on, we'll hear from Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rotifer about some of the efforts at the county level, drafting guidelines and now commencing the process of reopening some businesses throughout the county. First off, we are again pleased to be joined by City Administrator Rudikanga. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, BJ.
Well, the last city council meeting held on Monday had a discussion about budget challenges specifically for the fiscal year that ends on June 30th. So how are things looking right now from a city perspective?
You know, I think statewide, nationwide, all governments right now, local jurisdictions especially, are seeing a challenge to their budgets, especially in the realm of the revenues that pertain to our sales tax and TOT tax. I know the county presented some figures a couple weeks ago. We took the opportunity on Monday to also present to our city council where we anticipate to land at the end of fiscal year 1920, which would be June 30th, and where we're seeing the reduction in revenues and what those reductions look like. So for us at the city, we're seeing about a 6 to 10% reduction in revenue finishing up our fiscal year, most notably in our sales tax and TOT, as I just stated. We're seeing about a $160,000 reduction to our sales tax revenue and about a $90,000 reduction to our TOT revenue. So obviously, with the closure of our businesses, you know, our vibrant downtown and in general, the closure of non-essential businesses have had a great effect on the revenue that's generated for the city. So those were the revenue reductions that the city council looked at. We also have some miscellaneous revenue that we're seeing being reduced as well, just because businesses are not open. So when we talk about other reductions in revenues, we're talking about construction and permitting and so forth. Those reductions also have an impact to our small city budget compared, obviously, to the county. But they're quite meaningful to our budget. So with those reductions, we had to look at ways to cut expenses. And we were able to look at capital projects that were budgeted in our general fund that had not begun or they were not anticipated to be complete by the end of this fiscal year, and we made reductions to those project costs and were able to balance our budget with a net zero, decrease to our fund balance. So I will say over the years, since the end of the last recession, the city of Sonora has taken great lengths to ensure that we have a healthy reserve, if you will, or healthy fund balance to rely upon during these types of emergencies. So I really give the city council credit and the previous city administrator credit for allowing the city to have such a healthy reserve for our general fund. We were able to balance our budget, but you know, looking ahead, that's something that we potentially might have to rely on to balance our budget going ahead in 2021.
When you talk about a healthy reserve, roughly how much are you talking about that the city has?
We have about $2.6 million overall to our $6 million general fund budget. So quite a healthy reserve for such a small city like Sonora.
And those various things that led to the current fiscal year deficit, it was about $248,000?
Yes. So overall, our deficit is about $268,000. We did see some increase in our medicinal cannabis sales tax revenue coming in to the tune of about $20,000. So we were able to make those adjustments with an overall decrease in revenue to $248,000.
And when you talk about capital projects, like what types of projects are you talking about?
So the council, you know, looks at particular projects throughout, when they adopt their budget. We budget for anticipated projects. Some of the projects that we were looking at reducing those costs with to balance our budget were some of our park, Rotary Park projects, and some of our farmers market projects that we've already started on but are kind of on hold at the moment due to the COVID crisis. So we're able to reduce those project costs in anticipation of looking at, you know, how we're going to rebudget those going into fiscal year 2021. We were also, I will say, tracking ahead. Revenues were tracking quite well before the COVID crisis. Sales tax was coming in pretty strong for the city of Sonora, tracking ahead of what was budgeted, as well as our TOT. So because of the increases that we were seeing prior to the COVID emergency, you know, it allowed us to have kind of a more gentle, I would say, reduction to our revenue than had we not been seeing those quite significant increases to revenue prior to the COVID crisis.
That's good to hear. You mentioned the farmers market, too. Is that still on track for the end of the month to
that
open up?
That is still on track for the end of the month. We anticipate, you know, it opening up. I believe that, let me just make sure I've got the correct date for you, May 30th. And, you know, we've been working with public health to ensure that we have the guidelines established to us to open up so that it is safe for residents to be able to come to the farmers market. And also we want to make sure that, you know, we're opening to allow for our local farmers to be able to be there. We know that it's a big attraction for the city of Sonora. It's a big attraction for the county. And we just want to make sure that when we open up, we're doing so in the most safe manner that we can.
So looking at the budget plan is in place for the current fiscal year. You know, how is it coming developing the next fiscal year's budget that takes effect July 1st?
Well, you know, unfortunately, with the latest federal funding that has been approved through Congress, that did not allow for any type of disbursements to local jurisdictions. So I know we as a city are pushing hard at the state and at the federal level to allow for some sort of revenue backfill. And I know that Tuolumne County is doing the same thing. Without some sort of revenue backfill, we have to anticipate future reductions going into 2021, again, looking at those sales tax reductions and those TOT reductions. So we're working with our sales tax partners and our city partners to determine what those estimates are going to be. Right now, everything is on the table as far as how we're going to bridge that gap of the deficit that we anticipate going into 2021. And again, I will just state again, thankfully, the council had enough, you know, foresight to anticipate a future downturn in the economy, and we're able to generate that healthy reserve. So if we have to rely on some of that to close that budget gap, we can, because of the savings that was done throughout the last 10 years.
Are there still some uncertainties, too, when it comes to state and federal funding that could be available to come help the city's budget?
Yes, there are still uncertainties. We're pushing for what is called H.R. 6467 to be adopted through Congress, which would give us jurisdictions with less of a population less than 500,000 to receive revenue backfill due to the COVID crisis, but that has not moved yet on the legislation standpoint over in Washington, D.C. I know we're pushing hard with our federal representatives, such as Congressman McClintock. We've been in contact with Senator Kamala Harris's office to ensure that that's being pushed as well. We are hopeful that we're going to see some sort of agreement from Congress to allow for that, and we're also pushing hard from the state level as well to let the governor know that we as a city and cities in general need help. We need revenue stabilization, and hoping to see if we can receive any part of that $8.4 billion CARES Act funding that was allowable under the federal government.
Also, this has definitely been very unprecedented times for the city, the county, state, and nation when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. We've talked in the past about some of the fines in place when it comes to different regulations and restrictions. Is there any clarification you'd like to make in regards to those as those are now out there?
Yeah, you know, back on April 6th, the city council wanted to get ahead of the game and wanted to ensure that we took the least restrictive option possible in, you know, when addressing non-essential businesses that were open. And currently under the governor's executive orders, it allows for a type of criminal enforcement of his orders. The city council did not think that that was appropriate. And so at that time on April 6th, the council opted to allow for an administrative process for enforcement of the governor's orders and the public health officer's orders. At that time, that administrative enforcement were established a fine system, but those fines were really for those businesses, the most egregious cases of businesses that after continued education, continued pressure from the city to close due to being non-essential, those fines would be addressed. However, we as a city have not issued any fines. We don't intend to issue any fines. We hope not to issue any fines. It was just a mechanism to allow for the city to have an administrative process as opposed to a criminal enforcement process.
Well, City Administrator Rutikanga, any other closing comments you'd like to make today?
You know, I'm sure many of our residents have heard that we are now entering into phase two. It is a slow, gradual opening into phase two. And I know our public health officer is doing all that she can to ensure that we can accelerate what businesses can be opened under phase two. We really appreciate the cooperation and the coordination with Tuolumne County Public Health. We think that they are doing a great job in allowing us to work with them. It's been a great partnership. So I just want to assure businesses that both the City of Sonora and of course, the County of Tuolumne is doing all it can to open up businesses and open up the city as soon as we can.
And we thank Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rutikanga for joining us during the first segment of Motherlode Views. We'll pick up on the conversation of businesses and moving to Stage 2 next with Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rodifer. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.